Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to a new episode. I'm very excited for today's episode because we're gonna do the book recommendation tag. I've seen this like all over my YouTube channel, like my YouTube recommendations, because obviously Steph was the one who created Steph Bohr on YouTube, created the tag, and it went like super viral and popular. So I thought I would do it, but here on the podcast. So that's what we're gonna do today. I hope you guys like the episode and a little life update, because you guys, I'm so excited. This Saturday, I'm gonna go see Taylor Swift. Like, what? I've had my ticket since November, and it's, I don't know, like, I feel like it's been so long since I got my ticket. And I, first of all, I can't even believe I got a ticket in the first place, let alone that I'm going this Saturday. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I wanted to like tell you guys because it's so exciting, and I'm gonna vlog the entire trip. And it's gonna be amazing, and I'm just so pumped. But that is my little life update. But stay tuned for the YouTube channel, because yeah, I'm gonna post like a whole vlog of the trip and of the like, yeah, the concert. So before we get started with the recommendations tag, I want to talk about today's sponsor, which is the Virtual Book Tour podcast. And I'm so excited that I'm mentioning them again on one of my podcasts. If you don't know what the Virtual Book Tour podcast is, it's basically a podcast created by Book of the Month. And you guys like obviously know that I love Book of the Month so freaking much. But basically, the Virtual Book Tour podcast features like a series of conversations between like Book of the Month's editorial team and Book of the Month featured authors. So like books that are picked for Book of the Month. So that's amazing. And I literally love hearing like the authors talk about their books and also their life, and you like get to know them, you know. And like each interview is basically like candid conversations with these authors about like their books and like their the book's themes and inspirations, and as well like the author's life and their career. And it's just so interesting to get to know them. Plus, the episodes have like creative games with the authors about their books, so it's like very fun to listen to. And you can find them on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so that is amazing. So yeah, make sure to go listen to the podcast and let me know what you guys think about it. I definitely love it. But let's start with the book recommendation tag. Okay guys, so there are basically 15 questions in this like recommendation tag. I'm just gonna go 1 through 15, and we're gonna talk about like each question in my answers and why I'm answering what I'm answering. You know what I mean? Okay, let's get started. The first question is, a book you tell people is your favorite. And honestly, I kind of like debated this for months because I don't know, like I've had like two favorite books, and I don't know, they're just not my favorite books anymore. Like I have these like eras, you know, eras where I love a book and then I kind of like, okay, it was good, and then I go on to the next. But I haven't had like a favorite book in quite a while. Like my first favorite book was Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover, and then my second favorite book was Every Summer After by Carly Fortune, which I still love. But I think I would say a recent read that I really loved, I wouldn't say it's my favorite book, but it's just a book that I really loved. It's The Lost Ticket by Freya Sampson, and I've talked about this book like so much. Literally so much. You guys are probably so sick of me from talking about this book, but to be honest, it's just really cute. It's a really cute book, and I thought it was very different from other romance books. It has more to the book than just the romance, and I loved it. So I'm gonna answer that because I don't have like a favorite book right now, but that is my recent book that I absolutely loved and I think you should check out. Okay, the next one, question number two, a book that is your guilty pleasure. And I, like, the first thing that popped into my head was Matilda, because that is my ultimate favorite movie, and I actually read the book, and it's so it's so nostalgic because the dialogue is just the same. They're just so the same. The book and the movie are so similar. I was reading the book and I was like, wait, they did an amazing job with the movie, because I literally knew the dialogue. I was reading it and I already knew it, because I literally know every single word of the movie, from the movie. And it was just, I don't know, I loved it. So please, if you haven't read Matilda or watched Matilda for that matter, both, do both. But first read the book, obviously, and then watch the movie. But I just had to mention it because it's just so amazing. And fun fact, actually, when I was little, I used to get home from school and I would sit in front of my TV to watch Matilda, until one day the CD just did not work anymore. I literally broke the CD from watching the movie so much, because I finished the movie and I just would press play again and I would watch it again. But yeah, it's just my all-time favorite movie, and the book was amazing. Okay, question number three, a book everyone loved but you didn't. I think I have this one. It's just one book that was so, and that's why I'm saying this particular book, because it's so popular and I was so mad that I didn't like it. But it's The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, and this was this was one of my first reads that I did not like at all, that I DNF'd, and I just could not get through it, and I literally wanted to throw the book into the wall. It was kind of annoying because it was just the slowest book I have ever read in my entire life. I loved the concept, I loved the story, but it was just so slow. It was not getting anywhere, and I just cannot do it. So sadly, that is definitely a book that everyone loved, but I did not like it. Question number four, a book you read the fastest. I think I've had quite a few books that I've read in a day, or a day and a half, many books, but five books that I literally read in a day, that I just almost stood up to go to the bathroom. Literally. First, It Ends With Us. That was the first book I ever read. Secondly, Hopeless by Colleen Hoover, also read in a day. Crazy. Then, not in order, but I remember I read November 9, also read in a day, and I was so hooked. I also read Bad Habit by Charlie Rose, I think she's called. But that book was so good. And then one of my most recent reads that I literally read in a day, that I was so hooked, was The Sudden Appearance of Hope by Claire North, which, if you guys haven't listened to me talk about Claire North, I've talked about Claire North quite a lot in my recent videos, because I discovered this author and I cannot put her down. I love her book so much, and I read this book in a day. It was just so intriguing and I could not put it down. So yeah, those are quite a few books that I've read the fastest. Okay, question number five, a book that deserves more hype. I'm just literally gonna say any book by Claire North. I'm kind of a broken record right now, but it's just so good. You guys, you need to give her a try. And if you don't like it, well, you didn't like it, but if you did, then you're gonna have a new author, Claire North. I'm obsessed with her books right now. But yeah, basically any book by this author. Okay, question number 6. A book that is becoming a movie / TV show. So I actually filled this out a few months ago, and I had put Daisy Jones and the Six, but it already came out and I already watched it, and it was so freaking good. It was just amazing. It was all I could ever ask for. I loved it. It was so refreshing to have a good book to film adaptation. It was amazing. And now I can't put Daisy Jones and the Six, but I'm gonna say The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave, which is actually a book that I haven't read, but it's just really popular, and it's gonna become a film, and the main character is Jennifer Garner, so I'm on board. I love her. But yeah. Okay, question number 7, a book you have reread the most. And you guys are gonna be like, what? I actually haven't read a book multiple times. I think I've read a few a second time, but haven't even finished that second time, or gone back to read quotes or something like that. But I don't have a book that I've read many times, because I literally just started reading a few years ago, and yeah, it's just it hasn't happened. I don't know. Okay, question number 8, a book from a genre you don't typically read. So I'm gonna say The 15 Lives of Harry August by Claire North, because it's definitely a genre that I had never read before. I don't even know how to describe it, to be honest. I don't know what genre that is. It could be mystery with sci-fi, with suspense. It's just a different thing. But I absolutely love it. So I'm going to say that book. Okay, question number 9. A book that deserves all the hype it gets. Honestly, any book by Sophie Lark. Any freaking book by Sophie Lark that gets hype, I'm all for it, because I honestly, for the longest time, I was so afraid of reading books by Sophie Lark, because it was dark romance, and I was kind of afraid. I didn't know if I would like it, because I once started the Maid series, and I didn't really like it at all. So I was skeptical about it, but I'm so glad that I read the books by Sophie Lark, because they're just amazing, and she's just a great author. So I'm gonna say any book by Sophie Lark. Okay, question number 10, a book you usually recommend when asked to give a recommendation. You guys know I've recommended many books, I think hundreds of books. One of the book series that I've recommended the most, I think, is the Twisted series by Anna Huang. But honestly, I'm just gonna say any book by Anna Huang, because she now has a new series, the Kings series, and I love it. I loved it. I read the first book and I loved it, but I also loved Twisted, the Twisted series. So yeah, I think that's one of the series that I've recommended the most. Okay, question number 11, a book that has your favorite characters. And I'm gonna say again the Twisted series, because I don't know, I loved the characters of the Twisted series. I loved all the girls and their friendship, and the guys. It's just a great world. Also, I'm gonna say the Brutal Birthright series by Sophie Lark, because obviously those characters are, oh my gosh, love them. So yeah, those two. Okay, question number 12, a book you wish you could live in. Oh my god, Harry Potter. You guys, I'm kind of binging Harry Potter, and I read the first book, and I need to say Harry Potter. Like, that would be so fun. It would be very stressful, but it would be so fun. And I would literally do anything to be part of, like, the Harry Potter world and, like, go to Hogwarts. That would be so freaking cool. I just want to, like, live in that world. But yeah, Harry Potter all the way. Okay, question number 13. A book you thought you would hate but ended up loving. I debated this one because I didn't know what to answer, but I think My Killer Vacation by Tessa Bailey. Like, I had that book for a while, and I never picked it up. I don't know why. Like, I really thought I wouldn't like it. Like, seriously, I just thought it was going to be like a romance book and it was going to be okay. Like, I didn't think I would love it. And I did. I loved it. And I just know it's a silly book. Like, it's a romance book, murder mystery with like a lot of spice. I don't know. I loved it. And it got me out of kind of like a reading slump that I was in like a year ago. And it was like short and it did what I wanted it to do. And I loved it, but I didn't think I would love it, you know? But yeah, My Killer Vacation. Okay, question number 14. A book that made you cry. And this is kind of like a tough one. A lot of books have made me cry. Like, a lot of books. So I can't give you guys one because I have like 20. But from the top of my head, literally almost every single book by Colleen Hoover. Almost every single book, because obviously there's a few that I didn't even cry. But yeah, you guys know that Colleen Hoover books are just really sad. And A Thousand Boy Kisses by Tilly Cole. I think that's a book that I was just like melting, and it was just so painful. And also The Cabin by Jacinda Wilder. Oh my gosh, that book. Oh my gosh, I remember I read, like, I finished A Thousand Boy Kisses, and I don't know why I was in the mood to read like very sad books, and I ended up reading The Cabin right after I finished A Thousand Boy Kisses. Like, I literally don't like myself. I don't know why I did that. So obviously reading The Cabin, and if you've read The Cabin, you know that is just so freaking sad. But yeah, those are like the ones that pop into my head. Okay, and the last question is a book you wish you could read for the first time. And I had this one like straight, like right away. King of Battle and Blood by Scarlett St. Clair. Oh my gosh. I just remember reading this book and I didn't even know what to do with myself. Like, if you've read this book, you know. Yeah, it's just vampires and like mythical creatures and like a lot of adventure. But then there's just so much spice out of freaking nowhere. There's just so much spice, and then there's like a huge plot twist at the end and you're like, what the hell is happening? Yeah, I would want to read that book again for the first time. It was incredible. Like, it was an incredible read, an incredible experience. I was like feeling so many things at once, and that's the best feeling, you know. That's what I want a book to do. But yeah, those are the questions, you guys. I actually love doing this little challenge. It was great. But yeah, those are all the questions. And also, sorry, you guys, for not being like very, very active on my socials. But I've been like studying a lot. I'm taking like a certification and also finishing my like bachelor's degree, because I am graduating soon and I'm so excited. And I've been doing like a little side project. I've been doing more like digital products for you guys. So maybe I'm gonna have like a new revamped reading journal. Let's see what happens. But it's been really fun. But yeah, it's been taking like a lot of my time. So I haven't been reading. I hope I can have more time when I finish this semester, which is in 2 weeks. So we're getting there. Make sure to follow the podcast if you want more episodes. And I will see you in my next episode. I love you. Bye.